Mobile.
0TR and 4HHC. Evening, Tom.
HHC, let me get this radio turned down. This is N0TR, and I forgot your name, but you got a beautiful signal tonight. Weather's looking rough to the north of us. We just been to a concert band concert and heading home.
My name is Warren, Whiskey Alpha, Romeo, Romeo Echo November. And, been tied up lately, so I haven't been on a lot. Haven't checked into the net here probably in maybe a week or two. So we'll try to do better. Over.
Like the Lone Ranger, I've been sick and had surgery and et cetera, et cetera. And I missed some, but I've been trying to catch them. Oh, the youngest grandson had a very nice concert tonight at Eastside. Quite talented group of individuals there, and it was the juniors, not the seniors. But I used to play French horn, and that's what my grandson plays, our grandson. I really enjoy it. They had some good parts. And they say that the weather could get rather nasty, Warren.
Headed up to pick up our daughter in Asheville at the airport, so I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, they had an area moving towards I-40, I think it said, on the east side of Asheville. Pretty severe, but I would think, and I'm guessing, that it may have moved on, but I would pull up WYFF4 and look at the radar on your phone, and you might avert a nasty encounter.
We'll have to check on that, but I had heard they had some bad weather up there.
Yeah, Chris Justice had a friend up there and sent him a video of it, and he said the sound of it hitting the cars was just tremendous, and he said it was the size of eggs.
That when it's that size, it does a lot of damage on roofs, cars, crops, yeah, everything.
Warren, we lived in Kansas 62 and a half years in Tornado Alley, and we've been here 15 years, so we know what you're talking about. My wife's sister and my brother-in-law had huge hail hit their place out in Wichita, Kansas, and it just destroyed their sunroom.
My daughter, oldest daughter, she's up in Indiana, and they have tornado siren alerts, and that goes off regularly up there for them. So they've been very fortunate not to have one hit them.
Roulette, that's for sure. Last week, Texas, and I can't remember the town now, can you, Bernice? They had grapefruit-sized hail. They said it measured 5 inches in diameter. That would be catastrophic. That'd kill you if you're down in it. But we were in Joplin, Missouri after that big tornado, shortly after that, and got to see the damage from that F4 that they had, or F5, I don't remember which one. Killed 170 people, and it was pretty horrid.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, 5 inches of the size of hail, I mean, that seemed like it'd go through the roof.
I did, Warren, but I'd want to be in a basement, I'll tell you for sure. But I'm not pulling your leg. That was on the Fox Weather Channel. And I can't remember the name of the town, but they've been getting hit down around Houston and that a lot. And all week long, flooding and tornadoes and such. And it's that time of year, I guess. Well, Warren, we're just a short distance from home. I'm seeing cumulonimbus clouds to the north, but they're still quite a ways up there. And I'm going to put the truck in the carport, and I got the car in the garage. So I think we're okay in that respect. Yeah, you could get the roof, but I hope not. And very nice talking to you this evening, Warren, and the pleasure's all mine. This is N0TR. Clear with your final.
I'm good to chat with you. And, yeah, so we're starting to have a few little sprinkles here. So, all right, so 73, and we're Locust Hill Road 290, not maybe a couple miles from 25. So take care, and glad you made it home safely. N4HHC.